Kyle Malin. He's editor for the Mirror's newsletter, but he's also a contributing writer to the Lansing City Pulse. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I thought I wasn't going to bother you for the rest of the year, but I lied, so forgive me.
You never bother me, Tony.
Thanks for being on the program. Now, an interesting story that you wrote in Wednesday's edition of the City Pulse. And it talks about Mark Grebner, who's the outgoing head of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. I remember having a conversation with him, and he told me he thought, and I think the adjective he used, he thought that he was crazy for being in that business for so long, because you put in long hours, lots of time, you don't get a lot of pay. And he mentioned that he was looking forward to retirement. All right, so he's going to leave. Now, he is considering running for drain commissioner, but only if the current drain commissioner runs again in 2012. Explain that to me.
Exactly. Only Mark Grebner, really. You know, I mean, you've had him on the show. You know, he's not a traditional politician by any stretch of the imagination. You know, Mark Grebner is a data-driven guy. I mean, he knows how to sift through piles and reams of data more than anybody I think I know. I mean, that's what he does. And, you know, there is no doubt in my mind that he spends hours just sifting through county budgets just because he thinks it's fun. You know, it's like, huh, I wonder what I will find if I go through this entire spending document. And I think, and he hasn't told me this directly, but from what I understand, I think he feels like there is some spending that's going on in the Drain Commissioner's office that that he would get rid of, that he thinks is a little bit in excess of what is necessary. And I think if you know, he is actually serious about running for drain commissioner. That's what his focus is on. And if he's not really serious, maybe he's just trying to draw attention to the matter. I don't really know what it is, because sometimes it's hard to realize what's going on in my own mind. I'm not even going to attempt Mark Grebner's. But the point is that he is thinking about running for drain commissioner. And you know, he's got until May to file. And so I guess we'll just see what he does from there.
Now, is the current commissioner, Pat Lindemann, going to run for a sixth term?
He is. Yeah, there's no question about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's already getting his campaign operation going, and we'll be starting shortly. And, you know, Pat Lindemann is somebody who, if I were ever to run for public office, and God help me if I ever got that twisted, but I tell you what, that's somebody I wouldn't want to run against. This guy is extremely personable. If you've never met Pat Lindemann before, you cannot say he isn't personable, and extremely hardworking. He takes his job very seriously as a drain commissioner, and knocks on a lot of doors, and shakes a lot of hands, and gets to a lot of community groups, and just extremely active. And you know, it shows. I mean, in his elections, he wins by a landslide, and there's no question about it. I mean, he crushes folks. They tried to run, the developers put some money behind a guy named Gary Cox 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago now, and, you know, Lindemann crushed him. I mean, beating him 66-33%, I mean, that's a lopsided margin in any election. And that guy actually spent some money. So Lindemann is not a pushover by any stretch. He's extremely, extremely hard to beat. And that's why it's so surprising that Mark Grebner would even consider it.
Now, you asked Grebner specifically, why doesn't Lindemann deserve another term? And what'd he say?
He punted. I don't have the exact column in front of me, but I wrote it in the column in City Pulse. But it was basically like, well, I'm not going to really go there yet. I mean, I will at some point, but I'm not going to go there yet. So I basically had to go, you know, and talk with other folks who have talked to him and, you know, go about it that way.
Have others said that they think maybe the Drain Commission's office is spending too much money?
Well, they say that's what Grebner thinks. Mm-hmm. Now, whether they think so or not, then share that with me.
I know there's been some state issues that Lindemann has battled against, and that may rile some folks up.
Yeah, I know the developer community is, you know, there's always some rumblings that, that he's a little too hard on them, that he makes them go through some hoops, that he does things a little more creatively than they would like, you know. But, you know, the developers, and especially in this economy, you know, they don't they want to do things their way. They want to make sure that they do it in a cost-effective way. For Pat Lindemann, he also has to weigh what the developer wants with the environment. I mean, is this good for the environment? I mean, the water's got to go somewhere. I mean, the rain falls, and where's it going to go? And, you know, putting it where you think it can go may not really be the right place for it to go. And so now we got to hire some engineers, and we got to figure out where the proper drainage is. And, you know, there's a lot of calculations involved that's way above my comprehension. That stuff that he has to consider. And so I know that the developers would like someone else different who would just roll over for them, but they're not going to get that out of Pat Lindemann.
What's Lindemann think about all this Grebner talk?
Well, he tells me that he's going to run the same race that he's always going to run. Just thinking about this as one person to another, though, Tony, I mean, if you've got somebody who has been in county government for 30 years, who has access to polling, unlimited data and polling and numbers like Grebner does, hey, that's got to be somewhat concerning. Now, Grebner, I don't know how much money Grebner can raise so that he can go out with mail. I don't know how much energy and time that he wants to devote to knocking on doors. But the fact that he's got polling and data to go out after him, hey, that's got to give you some pause.
Oh, Kyle, you recently wrote that Gretchen Whitmer was recognized as the Democratic Legislator of the Year by the MERS Political Newsletter. Now, do you have a Republican Legislator of the Year?
Well, here's what we did. On our podcast, which is at mersnews.podbean.com, we've spent the last four editions, with the one coming out this coming Monday being our last edition, where we named various legislators of the year based on their level of activity, their effectiveness, and their impact on the process. Now, this is something I've really wanted to do for quite a long time, because I want to recognize the good work that legislators do in the Capitol. There are just like in any other job, there are some legislators, I think, that go above and beyond the call of duty and really exemplify the attributes of a very good legislator. And so what we did is we had a freshman legislator of the year, we had a House member of the year, a senator of the year, and a Democrat of the year. Now, we did a Democrat of the year because they're in the minority, and you just can't have the same level of impact when you're in the minority as then when you're in the majority. So that's how we broke it out this year. And we did name Gretchen Whitmer the Democrat Legislator of the Year, and not just because she's the leader of the Democratic Caucus, but what she has done with her position as Democratic leader in the Senate. It's been kind of known, I think, in the Capitol for some time, that sometimes that Senate minority leader position can just kind of become a grandfather-like post where, you just kind of watch over the herd a little bit and, speak up every once in a while and cry uncle when the Republicans want to mess with you. But she has done more than that, I think. I mean, she has really been active and really getting the Democratic message out. She's really been the most visible Democrat, I think, in this state. And her effectiveness, I think, is punctuated by her efforts on the bullying bill this year, Tony. I mean, to get the national media that she was able to get and then really shame the Republicans into changing their policy on what they want to do with bullying and then pass a bill and get it to the governor as quick as she was able, that's a level of effectiveness we just don't see every day.
All right, go to MIR, MERS newsletter. And
MIRS, Tony.
Merry Christmas to you. Let me get out of here.